Para español, marque el número 1. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, etch, or theft protection claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4. For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, etch, or theft protection.
We are experiencing a period of high call volume. For faster service, please visit our online claims portal. Vehicle owners, please visit www.nsdmc.com/member-claims to check the status of your claim or to upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press the pound key. Dealerships, please visit www.nsdmc.com/producer-claims to file a new claim for tires, wheels, key replacement, or glass repair. You may also check the status of your customer's claims or upload your supporting documents. To repeat this option, press 1. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Samantha speaking. May I help you?
Hello. Hey, my name is Edward. I'm calling from Safeway Repair Shop. I guess we had a walk-in customer right now. I'm trying to verify coverage.
Okay. What did you say your name was?
Edward Rodriguez.
Okay. What was the name of your repair facility, you said?
Safelite Auto Glass.
Oh, Safelite.
Correct.
Okay, all right, just one moment. Let me just go ahead and look into this for you. Okay, so may I have the member's first and last name, please, Edward?
Her first name is Kathy, last name Caravea.
Is Kathy, because you can spell it differently, so is it a C or a K?
Kathy with C, yeah, so C-A-T-H-Y.
Okay, and how do you spell her last name?
Caravea is Charlie, Alpha, Roger, Alpha, Victor, Echo, Lima, Lima, Alpha.
Okay. Kathy. All right, just one moment. Caravella. Okay, may I also have the address for that member, please? Just the numbers.
What's your address?
The address that might be on the policy.
Oh, yeah, it's 20450 Via Cristal, Yorba Linda.
20450, and what's the zip code?
Zip code is 92886.
Wait, your phone's going in and out.
Apologies. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so the zip code is going to be 92886.
Okay, all right, just one moment here. Let me go ahead and locate this information. Okay, so you said 20450. Is the policy in her name, or would it be in someone else's name?
In her name.
How long ago did she purchase this policy? Because I'm not pulling up any information with the address or her name.
It shows that it was renewed in February of this year.
Okay, so if this is a new policy, maybe that could be a reason why I'm not able to locate the policy at all in the system here. Does she have a phone number? I can probably try that and see if I'm able to locate it with that. And also the last six of the VIN, please.
Yeah, so her phone number is going to be 714-713-7493. And you said the last six of the VIN, correct?
Yes.
Last six of the VIN is going to be 182-105.
All right, thank you for that information. Just one moment. Let me just go ahead and see if I'm able to locate anything with either of these information here.
Sounds good.
All righty. The system is just loading a little slow, so I apologize. Let's see what's going on. All right, so just one moment.
Not a problem.
I'm trying to look through a system of names here to see if I'm able to actually locate her policy by the VIN number.
This is confirmed. This is for the California division, correct? Mercury?
No, this isn't Mercury. This is Nation Safe Drivers Claims Department. Are you trying to get in contact with them?
Well, yeah, because it was a it would be a glass claims only through Mercury, and this is the phone number I was told to call.
Oh, okay, okay. And what's happening with the windshield? What is it, like a crack on a windshield or something?
Yeah, it's like a rock hit it. It's just a chip repair. We're just trying to fill it in. We're actually doing the work right now, and we just want to make sure the coverage is verified before we finish up.
All right. So where exactly is the chip on a windshield?
Passenger side.
Passenger side, center, top, bottom.
More towards like the bottom towards the bottom.
Okay. And you did say it's a chip, so that's less than 6 inches. So just one moment here. Currently, you're saying that you're working on the chip at this very moment, but normally you would contact us in order to do claims for the member due to the fact that this is a new...
No, what I mean is, we're just checking in her vehicle, like, just to make sure that we have a tech looking at it right now, just to make sure that we can still do... It's not going to be a full-blown replacement.
Wait, you said something about a replacement. I'm sorry. Your phone was going in and out when you were talking.
I said that we have a technician looking at the windshield right now just to confirm that it's just going to be a chip repair and not a replacement, like cutting out the glass, doing the recal and stuff like that.
Okay. If it's less than 6 inches, then it would be a repair, basically. And if it's just like a small chip on a windshield, it would be like a repair, and it's something that's repairable. Now, if it's actually larger than 6 inches, then that would be an entire replacement of the windshield.
Correct.
So that's how that normally works.
Yeah, so that's where
Right. So in this case here, knowing that this is actually a policy that was reinstated, normally with that situation here, and that could be a reason why I'm not able to actually verify if the member does have the coverage for the windshield, and I can't find the policy. I tried with her phone number, VIN number, address, all the information provided. I even did it with the, I did say phone number before. Yeah, I did it with her phone number as well, and nothing was coming up under the member's name. What I can do is go ahead and open up a bit claim, but just so you know, before work is actually done to the windshield, you do need authorization before it's actually taken care of. So, okay, so I just wanted to let you know because sometimes they don't really know that, and then someone's working on the vehicle already. Okay, so.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, alrighty. So what I can actually do here, knowing that I'm not able to locate the policy, I can open up a claim that we normally call a bit claim due to the fact that damage is being reported to the windshield. Open up a claim manually, fill in all the information. Of course, I'm going to ask you for the entire address again and ask you to submit a copy of the contract in order for the processing department to review that and see if the member does have windshield coverage in order to take care of the windshield. But that is not something that's going to be like done today, like for you to know.
Understood.
Right now. Okay, alrighty.
If anything, once again, let me just talk to the customer. I'll call you guys back right now, and then we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay, sure, no problem. Alrighty. Okay, Edward. All right.